Aus dem Buch Live to be Useful or The Story of Annie Lee and Her Irish Nurse von einem anonymen Autor. As soon as she was old enough to understand that she had a sinful heart and needed salvation, she had earnestly sought the Saviour of sinners and had been graciously received by him and made a lamb of his flock. In the school of Christ she learned to bear pain without murmuring and to submit with cheerfulness to her lot in life. Instead of requiring comfort from her parents, who seemed to realize her misfortune more fully than she did herself, she became their consoler, and rarely failed in her efforts to lighten their sorrow on her account. "It might have been so much worse, Mama," she said one day when Mrs. Lee was lamenting her condition. "Only think of poor lame Philim, Biddy Dillon's little boy." "What is the matter with him?" asked her mother. "Have you not seen him? He is often in the backyard when Biddy comes to wash in the kitchen. I've watched him often. I think it was before he came to this country, but I'm not sure, that a large stone falling from a wall so mangled his poor limbs that one of them had to be cut off. I never see him limping about on his crutches while Biddy is washing without thanking God for my happier fate." "Why, Annie, it is not probable that he suffers one half as much as you do."
"As much pain, do you mean, Mama?"
"Yes."
"I wasn't thinking of that. They are very poor, and if he lives to be a man, how can he earn the comforts of life? I need have no care on that account."
"I dare say he has none. There are several trades that he might learn which require a sitting posture. He might be a shoemaker, for instance." "Do not fret on his account, Annie.